Hello, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to checking in with Noor and Hamid. I am Noor and I'm Hamid.
Did you say I am Noor? And I'm Hamid.
Yeah, and today's guest is a special guest because she's the first guest on the podcast. And also because she's special. Please welcome Hayot, aka Cloud Plant, aka
Hi.
Collision. Hayot is an artist. She does great things. She has an awesome taste in music, and she makes these playlists. And she was recently on a radio show, and she just put out a comic. We'll put all that info in the description
so you guys can.
She's been one of those people, leader productive.
I am one of those people. I feel like if I had my own kitchen, oh my God, I would be the worst.
Tell it makes a difference to have your own kitchen. Like, if when you're living with your family, you think that, I just don't cook, but it's because you don't have your own kitchen.
Yeah.
Things change.
True.
أنا يعني أنا هني ما أقدر حتى أسوي سليس without like feeling like oh my god, then there are people who are gonna clean behind me. You know, when you have your own kitchen, you clean behind yourself. So it makes a difference. But no, thank you for having me. And I have been one of those productive people.
But she's not showing off about it, so that's okay.
Not at all.
Our next guest should be someone who's not productive at all.
I think this is going to be hard to balance,
right?
To balance, but you're going to have someone who's been like,
"Oh." People will call you out. People will be like, "Oh, until you're encouraging people to."
We're not encouraging everything, anything, or disclaimer of us.
Whatever makes you happy.
Please.
Yes, 100%.
Exactly. If you want to be productive, it's cool.
Yeah.
If you want to be lazy, it's cool. If you want to panic, it's cool.
Yeah.
Just don't, you know. Be nice.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on it.
Let's be friends.
Yeah. Let's all be friends. This is Hayot, I have to ask.
Yeah.
What's with your fascination with pomegranates?
What's
with it?
This has
been a Ramon.
What's with it? Oh.
Fun fact. عندي شيرة رمان في البيت.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
شنو شيرة رمان? Like sugar that's رمان flavored?
No, like شيرة.
Oh, شيرة.
شيرة. That's really cool. They're not that difficult to grow, by the way.
That is cool.
We have a lot of Bahraini pomegranates, so
yeah
I'm excited to see her.
I'll send you a picture.
My fascination with pomegranates. Honestly, it was very like when I was a kid. Whenever كنت أدلع أو كنت أزعل, بابا كان يغني لي هيلي رمانة. Hamid, you can play that. You can plug that in later, like a clip of it. كان يغني لي هيلي رمانة until I laugh and like become okay. And then this fast forward to October 2018, I drew like a pomegranate in October. And honestly, they're so easy to draw. In around Feb or March, this guy I had a huge crush on wanted to commission me for a tattoo. And he was like, I'm gonna pay you, just draw like a bunch of pomegranates for me, بس يعني سوي variation. So I started, and then I liked what I did. Like he didn't get the tattoo, but I liked it, and I started. I had a notebook, and I was like, you know what? I'll finish it, and I'll just draw pomegranates. ويوم أيام هكنت, I have a thing where I don't know, Hamid, if that happens to you because you're a creator as well. Where like I dwell on a certain thing, like photography.
Oh, definitely.
In it for like a year and a half, and I'm obsessed. And I'm like, خلاص أنا, I'm a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get bored, and then I go to something else, and I find myself like not doing a lot of things together, which is really like bad for you. But then I started drawing pomegranates, and I couldn't stop. Like they felt so. I feel like I can do so much with them, and I feel like they express so much. Like they can be sexy, and they can be fresh, and they can be They can be a good, like a beautiful pattern, and they can, you can exchange the pomegranate seeds with like, you can put like tile patterns in them, and there's so much to do, and people liked it, I guess. And it just went on and on, and then بعدين عقب I finished the notebook, خلاص I had like drawn like around 400 pomegranates by in like 2 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was obsessed. Like, I was excited to get off work to go home to draw pomegranates. And then I realized that other things I had done before, like taking pictures or like making short movies or making playlists, all of those things make me really happy. But like, drawing makes me like there is a fire with it. Okay. That's literally it. They're just really sexy fruit, man.
I can kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
in my music, it's like I always try to have like a sort of motif. Like, yeah, it's either like a couple of notes that I like to put in a lot of songs, bring them in the intro and then bring them back in another song and then I understand what you mean when it's like this concept that you're really fascinated by and want to explore it further and further.
I think the trick is just to not dwell on it. Like I do, like in history there are artists who have like drawn the same subject for like 10 years. On it, me doing it for 2 months is nothing, but people have like dwelled on on subjects for years and years. But I think the trick is to like, just like you said, like you put the same, for example, you take the same beat and put it into different things while growing. Like you make sure to not repeat yourself. That's where I stopped drawing pomegranates because I noticed myself, I'm repeating.
Okay.
I was like, okay, my brain is done with it. Let's move on to the next thing.
Cool.
I milked it, Yanni.
Yeah, yeah.
It was your Zima blue for that period.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah.
Wonderful. Good job. Wrap it up. Yeah. Wrap it up. This is it.
If anyone's unfamiliar with that, it's an episode of a great Netflix show called Love, Death, and Robots. You should all check that.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommended.
Cool. I didn't know there was so much like any of a background story behind that. That's pretty cool to know.
It is very cool.
To be honest, as an artist, you try your best to have like a background story on things.
Some sort of
most of the time it just sounded nice or it just looked nice.
Yeah. I liked it. I made it.
Yeah. Like especially with photography that happens a lot. لأن ساعات الكومبوزيشن حلو.
Yeah.
Like, that just looks nice, so I take a picture of it. It doesn't... ترى مو لازم في قصة.
Oh yeah, definitely.
بس القصة تساعد إن it helps people relate and it helps make it more than a picture.
Even you form like an emotional relationship with the thing that you're working on because there's 100%. A concept. 100%. Like,
once you create a concept, ساعات يعني a lot of the times the artwork comes before the concept.
Yeah.
But sometimes once you have the concept, okay, you want to explore so much of it. Like for example, I recently self-published a comic about loneliness, and I found myself أبي أسولف عن هاي الشيء أكثر. So like I'm reading a book about it. I hosted like a radio show just about loneliness and discovering loneliness. So like you become obsessed with the thing, but like even though that comic was just Tara, it's just like 10 pages and they were just doodles from before, but it's good. Like recognized, I think a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't know what to draw, or like, I don't know what to take pictures of.
Yeah.
Think about what you're thinking about most of the time. Like, think about what you want to talk about to your friends. If you find yourself like excited about talking about dating, then go ahead and read books and draw about your bad dates, like which I have done before, because I was obsessed obsessed with the idea of love and dating and like how shit dating is. So I made a comic about it and I read two books about it. And like I don't know.
A fantastic comic, by the way.
Thank you so much.
For listeners who don't know what she's talking about, we will add the link in the description.
Yes. So I think that's also like a nice way to go about things, is to chronicle like certain things. For example, it's like when someone takes a picture of themselves every single day and they do a whole thing. Or like, it's a nice way to like add layers to a single thing.
Cool. I noticed this day and age, I feel like there are so many things going viral. I feel like a lot of artists are feeling like, okay, if my art doesn't go viral, it doesn't really, it's not that good. But it's really not that case.
Then
a lot of work that goes viral and then people forget about it in 2 days. So I think it's really difficult for me because I get a lot of comments of people that truly love me and they go like, you know, if you want to go viral, you should do this and this. But I don't want to go viral. But some people genuinely, they're obsessed with going viral.
Yeah.
I think with like how social media is nowadays, and it's perceived that success is having more views, more followers, more attention to your work. And there is some truth to that, because if you're getting attention from peers and people who are similar in interests or like in your field, then that must mean you're doing something right. But at the end of the 100%. Day, you're doing it for yourself and not for the approval of others. You feel like you're cheating when you try to go for like something like that. It would be dishonest or disingenuous try to go viral because this is a current trend and people are going for it.
But you feel like a good example of someone who stays authentic and does stays authentic to themselves and people like loved Hamad, Zahra Al-Mahdi, Zuz, the bird. Oh my god, she's amazing. Noor, I've been trying to shove her work down your throat.
Really? I don't remember.
Yes, Noor, yes.
She's great. I really like her work. It's fantastic. Very down to earth and real. I'm not a fan of like photography in general, or like stuff like that, especially when it's like portraits of people or like someone, there's a model or like fishy guys. So there's nothing interesting of that to me. Even if the composition looks nice, even if the photo is really like well taken, the colors are cool, but it's just not interesting to me.
Yeah.
So when I see work that like tries to send a message, regardless of like how lame that message is, like the message could be, and now I'm feeling lonely because I've been at home all day. But like you're able to like carry that message and make it like personal, but also make it visually appealing. As she nails that, like completely.
Exactly. Yeah. Like her series Birdwatch, it's so excellent. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
It's very calming work.
شغلها deep without trying too hard.
It's not fake deep.
It's not fake deep at all. She's he got it so deep, and you're like, wow.
It's pretty cool. And she's seen like some good social media success. It's pretty
good. But it was very like I've been a follower of Zahra for like 5 years now. But I've seen it grow naturally, and she stayed authentic. That's what I like. It wasn't an overnight viral kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. It was hard work and perseverance, and just
pretty incredible how she does it. Like she's really authentic, and she's really like, as much as I hate to use the word original, she's really like original.
So in the topic of like success and stuff like that, success. When you look towards the future, what do you like aspire to be? I'm not going to say, oh, imagine yourself in 5 years or whatever.
Imagine yourself in 5 years, Hayat. I'll say.
Like the ideal place to be in for you and what you'd be doing in that place and time.
I didn't know that I was going to be here last year because I genuinely did not know I could do this. I've been drawing since I was 4. I have these drawings and I've always drawn, but I didn't know that it was going to be this, this personal. I didn't know that I can do this. Like, sometimes I draw things and I'm like, shit, my hand did that, you guys. But hopefully, because day by day I'm discovering the kind of artist I want to be, I think in 5-10 years I would like to have a more to definitely be out of corporates. I want to do more of what makes me like feel like I'm on fire, which is telling stories. So I want to be a really good storyteller, and I definitely want to do more comic work. And inshallah, something is in the plans, like something is already in the books with like an incredible creator. He gave me his words and I might illustrate them. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I really want to do more of that, like artists come to me with their stuff and I do something with their stuff. And I also want to do more comics about everyday things. I want to illustrate. I want to learn how to be a good animator. Animation is hard as shit.
Yeah. You're
all
doing.
All
you're
the
doing,
animators are amazing.
You're doing a great job, so far.
You.
As a beginner, it's really cool.
I want to be a good. I want to be a good animator, and I want to talk more about everyday things. Like, Tara, I didn't know table number 25. I didn't know it was gonna be that big of a deal to me. To the audience. I didn't know that people would love it this much. I was just talking about my bad dates, you know. But then I realized that a lot of people refused to talk about these things. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about their loneliness or how. I don't know where loneliness takes them and how much they've been into bad relationships because they're lonely. A lot of people don't talk about that. But the more I tell stories, the more I realize that people are in dire need of stories that not everyone feels comfortable to tell.
Yeah.
So I really want to do more of that. Hopefully.
Stuff that's reassuring to people.
Reassuring,
you're not alone.
And they're real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and finally, they make you feel less lonely, right?
True.
100%. And they make you feel like, okay, Tara, yani, في wide nuts, they were like, hey, why don't you do table number 25 in English? I was because it's in Bahraini. So I was just like, or someone was like, why don't you just do your comics بالعربية الفصحى instead of Bahraini? And I'm just like, but that's not how I tell those stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Or like the other day, someone was like, "Anti lish kill the banat li trasiminham, chili shakilham taaba." And I'm like, "Man, bro, we're tired. Lan nihna taabanin. Why are
he just told
you
drawings
tired,
to smile,
bro?"
Sludge, it's that version of you should smile.
Your drawings should smile.
Yeah. Or like people are like, "Zain, mo kill al banat andham shar fi ryulham, leish anti daiman al banat li trasiminham andham shar?" And I'm like, كيفي لأن أنا عندي شعر.
يعني هم عندهم شعر فيهم. Great.
Yeah, I don't know. So more of that hopefully in the future.
That's cool.
عجيب.
Nothing specific. Yeah.
It's cool. أهم شيء you have some sort of direction that you want to go.
Yeah. What about you?
Anna.
Yeah.
حمد انصفق بالسؤال.
I'm suddenly جسمه not the host. I don't know, to be honest. Imagine it's I'm just producing stuff all the time, mixing stuff all the time. I realized a short while ago that getting better at guitar and becoming a better guitarist or whatever isn't really in my main plan anymore. Because what I do basically, يعني when I post stuff on Instagram, it's basically just me showing off my production skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I want that to be like some sort of mini portfolio, and eventually I'll make an actual portfolio, and just I just want to produce more musicians locally, globally, mix That's more cool. stuff. And, yeah.
I don't know if you feel comfortable with me asking this question or not, sure. but are you planning to keep your day job and do the thing on the side?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it. That much in high. Yani obviously the answer I'd want to say is yes, I want to do this full time. But I don't know where life is going to take me at this point, so I'm just like winging it.
Quite ambitious. Yani Anna, when I think about it, yes, that'd be great. Mm. But then again. A lot of people, like fucking Philip Glass, he was like a plumber until he was like 50 or 60 before becoming this incredible composer. Like he did his composer shit على soul while he did his plumbing things.
Yeah, I feel like it's a course that everyone has to take, and they're all going to take it differently.
Yeah.
There's so much factors involved. The bills you pay on just general stuff that you have to like spend on, and security in general, because you never know if your 100%. Side thing making it your main thing is actually going to work out.
And making it your own thing requires a lot of like good business skills.
True. I feel like that's really like 50% of it, and you have to be good at it.
You need to learn a lot, which is
definitely there's so much to do.
You can't say because you're doing it well.
I'm doing okay. It's a difficult thingy. Like
you're good at freelancing. The fact that Ali and Noor are good freelancers, that's a good job, you guys.
We're very
privileged also, and a lot of like privilege comes into it, a lot of luck comes into it. Yani, if someone asks me for advice, I can't be like, yeah, Hayat, inti bad, quit your job and yalla, let's start. Like,
100%.
But it's good that you can admit that. I don't think a lot of people would. And if you had Nasli, they're like, oh, I came out of nothing and now I own all these businesses.
Yeah, I just woke up one day and I decided, khalas, I'm going to quit my job and do the thing I love. And if you do the thing you love, and I'm like, whoa. No, dude.
Hopefully one day I'll be able to reach the point where I know exactly how my time should be, separated.
Take your time.
I'm not in a rush. I definitely have enough time to do stuff with my current day job because I leave at 3 and I don't even think about work anymore.
That's so great. I can't imagine.
I have all this free time. And حالياً with what's been going on, I definitely have a lot more free time. And my work only... needs me to be here, and that's perfect. I'm not saying another situation is good in any way, shape, or form. That's like definitely now I have a lot of more free time to do like
stuff. I was discussing this question, and I'm gonna ask it to you both. do you think in the times we're in, do you think that artists have like a certain duty to society, or whatever comes? You as a musician, do you feel like you need to do something about this? Do you have that urge in you?
Not really. At first I was feeling the whole, let's make the most out of this time and just push out music. But now, and I discussed this in the earlier episode, I don't feel like that's a necessary thing. Because in of itself, it's like this, it's you expressing personal stuff. And like, you can't push yourself to like, just bring out stuff just because I can solve you more free time. I feel like if anything...
No, that's not what I meant. I meant like while people are anxious and terrified and everyone is like on panic mode, do you feel like artists are... They have the
obligation.
Kind of, like, do you, as هو يعني into as an artist, do you feel like you need to like calm people down
definitely
with
not.
Your work ولا?
Not to be like selfish or anything, but يعني,
yeah.
My work has always been for me.
Yeah.
And if it provides that sort of feeling to people who listen to my work or like any follow me on like social media and stuff, then that's great, and I'm glad I was able to help. But I don't think it's the intention I would go with.
Okay, Noor, as a person who goes on national radio, do you feel that pressure? Like you need to.
I mean. With that, and like with artists and musicians making stuff, a lot of the times they're making it, like Hamad said, like for themselves. So
yeah.
So the artists themselves are panicking, and they relieve their own panic with their art. So then it happens to help other people. I mean, I do, when I'm on the radio, try to make sure that I'm always positive, but that's me also on a personal level, like Mahab.
True.
Mahab, like if someone that's listening tweets, oh, I love the song, that's great. But if someone comes in and tweets, I hate the song, I get annoyed. And I'm like, you don't need to come with this negative stuff on my show. Like come tell me what you like. But why would you get out of your way to... And I
good vibes only.
Good vibes only. And I call them out. And I'm like, wow, you really came here to tell me what you don't like? Tell me what you like and I'll play that for you. But I do try to, like, keep it like lovey-dovey and happy and positive, but that's just because it's me personally. But I know some other people on like their own show, they like to be مثلاً controversial, and they like to have like heated discussions and it's like I don't like that. So I guess it depends.
Okay.
On a personal level, but definitely on these days on the radio, we are told to like make sure that basically we are told you're here to make people feel better. So do that, and I'm like, okay, I've kind of been trying to do that anyway, so
yeah.
So I don't know how that answers your question, but yeah.
What I really I'm gonna say going into this. What I really like is like how, مثلاً for me, I don't know. I'm sure like on your end it's the same, but a lot of the companies that make like plugins for music, they've been a lot more generous during these times. For like any free trials for extended days, like 90 days for like a music software, or like any just discounts and stuff like that. It's kind of cool to see like any from these people that we get like the products we use, feel like this huge amount of support. And since you're all staying home, please like try our stuff.
I know this is coming from like a place of like super like duper big privilege, but I like how there are things available for me as like a productive artist. There are things available for me as like a lazy ass wants to stay. A person wants to stay in bed all day, not necessarily lazy, but like it's nice.
It is nice.
Like there's so many things.
There are.
So yeah.
I think I mentioned this last episode. It just annoys me that they waited so long to give us these things.
Also that, yeah.
Like, you could have done all this before. Like, I hate you, but I love you. Come, deliver to me.
Yeah. have you guys taken any courses? Like, any of those educational things?
Not really. And I've taken advantage of, like, a couple of, like, musical softwares and stuff like that. But haven't really... Mm. Oh, no, I'm already, like, subscribed to, like, stuff...
Okay.
Yeah.
I've made lists of the courses that I want to take, because I'm a list maker. So I made lists of courses that I want to take, and I'm really excited. I've been reading a lot, so that's
Ooh.
Nice.
What have you been reading?
I have been reading. There's this book called From Chaos to Creativity, and I've read it before, and now I'm rereading it, and it's cool. It's the writer is a writer, and the book is about like how she developed her own productivity system based on the fact that she's a writer and a freelancer. So it's not like typical 9-to-5, and it's very flexible. And
very nice.
It gives me a new perspective on trying to get my shit together. And I've been reading comic books. The Vision. Everyone should read The Vision by Tom King. It's so good. I swear to God.
Inshallah. Not to be that person, but I gave you...
You did. I have it. It's right here. I look at it every day.
I know. I know where it is exactly. So please.
I will.
I'm like that with recommendations. Really, like, any, you know, I ask people to like give me recommendations, and they do, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it, and I never get to it. And it's not like, oh, I don't trust people's recommendations or anything, but it's like, I don't know, something weird happens, and I just don't get to it.
Me too.
But when I do, I make sure to tell the person, hey, I saw the thing, or I read the thing, and they're like, oh, finally. Or they're like, what thing? And then soon. All right, so I've got this little game that we can play to end off the podcast. And basically, I won't put you in any sort of pressure of like having to name top fives of anything. So I'm just going to say, name one blank, and you're going to give me that blank.
Okay.
Cool.
That's more pressure.
Such? Lena, it's just like off the top of your head, whatever comes up. like a favorite or like the best. It's just one.
Most recent, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Name one band.
Panic at the Disco.
Name Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
Name one movie.
The Machinist.
Ooh.
Because we watched it yesterday. It's really stressful.
I rewatched Spirited Away yesterday.
Ooh, nice.
As good as ever.
Nice.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm readying myself for like a Ghibli marathon.
Do it. So, that's...
Kishi hello. Kishi someone hello.
Need to. Lord, name one food.
Wait, Hamid's not naming anything.
Yeah,
I know.
Pineapple pizza.
I'm the question person.
Okay.
Pineapple pizza.
Ooh, black pepper popcorn. That's really good.
Ooh, that's what? Really specific.
أول مرة أسمع.
Why daddy? Like those microwave popcorn.
Okay.
بس على فلفل أسود.
Why daddy? يعني تحطين فيه فلفل أسود or it comes like.
هو فيه. في على تشيز على كارنل الله في بعد على بلاك بيبر وايد
قليل انترداستنج
ويت كوريان بيكري كب كيكس هاف بين ماي مين كوزين فور ذا لاست فيو ويكس
نويس alright
خي خلصت
yeah
no right. I'm just spitballing here so
spitballing shooting the shit
I noticed my snack cravings have been
amplified.
Have been becoming like not yani قبل I just crave like bounty. Hein a big cupcake من this certain thing.
Yeah, it's the fact that we can't get it or it's harder to get it. Yeah. We do have time. It's like I can order.
Yeah. But like any, you go into specifics.
Yeah.
All right. So I believe that about wraps us up. If you're on Twitter or Instagram, you can follow me at 7MND on Instagram, at 7AMANDI, as in Hamandi on Twitter. You can follow Noor on at Nunudeen, N-U-N-U-D-E-E-N. D-E-E-N. and you can follow Hayat at _ cloud plant. Well, a cloud.
No, isn't it cloud plant underscore?
It's the underscore after, and Instagram is _. This is shit you do when you want to hide from your family.
Yeah, we're gonna tag all of our stuff in the description, including Hayat's cool new comic and her upcoming radio show, and yeah. We'll see you guys next week. This was really fun. We enjoyed having you as a guest, Hayat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for popping our guest cherry. It was an honor for you to be our first.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Shukran.
Always happy to pop cherry.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hope you have a good week.
Bye. Bye.